The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thanks for listening today.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We just thought that today, Christy and I just really wanted to kind of, we like to do this once in a while. We like to just catch up on the show, kind of talk about some random things, stuff that's going on. You know, we're in the thick of wedding season, stuff we're excited about.
Weddings we're working on, couples we're working with.
Yeah, just kind of like let you guys know what's going on with us. Should we talk about what we're excited about first?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of a teaser, right?
So it is a teaser. Maybe we should wait till the end.
Yeah, we're like terrible burlesque dancers. We're trying to figure out how to tease you, but we don't really know. And we're just going to like drop our pants in a second and be like, this is it.
Yeah. And one of my pasties just fell off.
Totally. I'm so hot and sweaty right now that my pasties don't even stay on. It's ridiculous. So
do you not have air conditioning in your closet? Does it not go into your closet?
I don't know. It looks like there's something up there, but it's so hot outside and I've been dropping off. I've been to soccer fields 5 times today.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And my husband's able to take the 6th leg because it's like they both have camp at different times, both my kids, and I was dropping them off and running back home to get the other one and get this, blah, blah, blah. Someone forgot their soccer ball. We need a water bottle. So I'm just like sitting down for the first time. That's why I'm a mess, but,
you look great for being a mess.
Well, thank you. Oh, I am a hot mess.
You're a hot mess.
So our hot teaser, other than the fact that true story, we're not sitting in our closets wearing pasties, but
no,
we are in the last stages of confirming some details for like a super special, mega awesome episode, 2 episodes, hopefully. So a 2-part little series that we're going to do on the podcast with a great special guest.
Someone who has been in not a celebrity. I don't know that you'd necessarily, if you heard her name, you wouldn't be like, oh my God, you know, not like that. But she's like all over every major wedding related anything like you've seen.
Yeah. Once you hear her resume, which we're so excited about sharing with you, you'll be excited about her and all the things we're going to talk about. And the hint
is
she's an expert, and we are going to do 2 episodes kind of off of our normal pattern in that they're going to be episodes that are very like apt right now, like very current, you know, having to do with what's happening now, what we're seeing now, and what we're going to be seeing soon with weddings. So I don't know. It feels exciting for me and you because we don't always talk about that kind of stuff on the podcast.
No, we don't. And it's just exciting too, because, you know, we're growing and that for me is just like, I get like chills, like, you know, it's working, like people are listening and we're having so much fun doing it. It's just so lovely to have something that you do just because you want to do it. And it's just so much fun and we're sticking to it. You know, we're doing this every week. We're working hard.
It's empowering, I think, for you and I, because when we came up with it, as enthusiastic as we were, it was like, how long is this enthusiasm going to carry us before one or both of us is like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm done.
I don't know. I don't have enough time. And instead, it's just like continued to fuel itself.
Then we're also like, is anybody going to listen to this? Like, hello?
Is anybody out there?
Is anybody listening to what we're saying? So anyway, yeah, we're excited about that. And it's been really great. And talking about listeners, I love this part. I look on iTunes all the time, everybody. I look to see if anybody out there listening has actually taken the time, and I just can't tell you how much I appreciate this. We do. That you actually take the time to write a review. Like, it just makes, it's just so exciting. It's just, thank you.
Do you
so
look
much.
Every day?
Almost every day. So, and then I'll text Chrissy like, oh my God, you know, somebody wrote something.
Yeah, you'll screenshot it to me.
I screenshot it to you just in case you're like, you know, at the soccer field or, you totally. Know, making dinner or whatever. So not that I don't do that stuff, but you have younger kids, so you seem to be. anyway, so, okay, so this is from, the user is Sammy QC. And the header of this is one of my favorites, and it's 5 stars. Thank you, Sammy. So this is what it says. Since getting engaged a few months ago, I've been searching iTunes for wedding-related podcasts to listen to. And after listening to an episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, I'm hooked! Whoop, whoop. Christy and Michelle are super knowledgeable and really entertaining, and their stories, advice, etc. on the episodes always seem to be delivered in a really calming way, not judgmental, and they keep it really fun and light while you're learning. It's a great resource and definitely one of the best wedding podcasts I've found.
Yay!
And I love that she said in a calming way. That was like, oh.
Mm. I think wedding planners have a reputation for being like ball busting, like humorless, just, I don't know, like drill sergeants. Some ways. Yeah. And so hopefully we are able to portray through this podcast our personalities and the way that you can get a sense of the way we would run your wedding if we were your wedding planner. And that's never without a sense of humor about things and trying to keep things as like grounded and in perspective as possible. Cause it's a crazy time of your life.
And I want to throw out there that, you know, if you're getting married and you're looking for somebody and you think that, like, we are for hire, by the way.
Oh, this is where we're going to do that. Yes.
I'm not shameful. I'm not going to be, I'm not ashamed to say, like, you don't be afraid to like, you know, check out our websites and like contact us. Cause yeah. You know, we're totally
allowed to shamelessly plug our own services on our podcast. We're totally allowed to do that.
I think we are. Yeah.
We should have said from the beginning, every episode is sponsored by Allure Consulting and Christy Matthews Events. Cause technically it is.
Yes, it is actually. And we haven't been getting our money's worth.
God damn it. We are going to go back and edit 43 episodes now to put in, instead of our cute little intro, we're just going to say,
this show is sponsored by
Planners for Hire. You're getting a freebie now in podcast form, but if you want the real deal in the flesh, website, phone numbers.
Boom.
Okay, so check us out in all forms and, you know, we love you.
And if you're wondering, like, I want to just say that it's super easy to actually leave a review on iTunes. And if you just Google how to write an iTunes podcast review, it comes right up. 1, launch Apple's podcast app. 2, tap the search tab. It's like a 7-step. It's so easy. So make my day. Write a review. That'd be awesome. Thank you very much. And that's the end of that part of the show.
And I don't have a great, we don't have a great segue necessarily for getting into the next part, except that I did say, we, as planners, having a calming effect is great because we do want to keep things grounded as you go through the planning process and like moving forward. Stay calm, carry on, breathe, take planning breaks. We've talked about all of that on the podcast. But I think we've touched on this topic, but I don't know that we've really delved into it, which is like what to keep in mind as you're planning your wedding and something bigger is happening in your life, or how to keep focus when you're planning your wedding and you're totally in like wedding planning mode and you have your wedding planning goggles on and you don't really see anything else and all you want to do is talk about your wedding. I mean, what if one of your friends is like really going through something, like big stuff, like a parent passing away or dealing with her own health issues. Like,
or relationship issues.
Or relationship issues. Divorce. You know, it's hard to listen to somebody talk about their wedding all day long if you are going through a divorce.
Well, it's also boring. I mean, let's face it.
Yes. But we give our friends passes at certain times of their life because it's like, oh, she's planning her wedding. She's going to be, you know, a crazy bride who only talks about her wedding for the next 6 months. I love her. I'm down. It has an expiration date. But we have been working with and we know people personally and clients and friends and relatives of ours that are dealing with and going through much, I don't want to say bigger because it's not necessarily like a competition, but hard things in their life.
Yeah.
Hard times and sad periods of time. And it's worth noting that wedding planning and your wedding, it's not the end all be all of anybody's life, but especially of yours. It's a party. It's a party and it's a celebration and it's important and it's a big day. But if you are going through something else that's really hard while you're planning your wedding, we are so compassionate and we feel for you. And our only advice is to make sure that you're taking time for yourself too, right? Like outside of wedding planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To really deal with something or give it the attention it needs. It's okay to take breaks. It's okay in planning. It's okay to say, like, I cannot think of another wedding thing for the next 2 months because my mom is in the hospital or whatever. I just found out I have a lump in my breast. It, you know, it runs like life doesn't stop just because you're planning your wedding.
No, absolutely not. I think I was telling Christy before we started recording because I said, you know, this happened, this, you know, I'll just say it. I was on Facebook yesterday and I saw that one of the women who used to take my yoga class every Wednesday morning suddenly passed away. And you all know that feeling of like you're scrolling through your news feed and all of a sudden you see somebody's picture and like rest in peace. And it just like, you know, you're like,
oh my God,
what? Wait a minute. Is this true? Like, and then you immediately go to their page and you see everything. You've all done this, I'm sure. Have you done this, Christy? Have you seen?
Yeah. I mean, oh yeah. Yeah.
In this world now where we are it's a Facebook world. And it was just like, she worked in a job to where like her schedule would change often. So I would always love when she'd show up and she'd like smile at me like, I made it. And I'm like, yes, you're here. And just, you know, just such a lovely person. And I didn't know a lot about her outside of when I'd see her in the studio, except for the small talk we'd make. And, you know, we became Facebook friends like after I announced that I was going to be gone for the winter. And she's like, are you on Facebook? And I said, yeah, you know, and so I'd keep up with her. And I saw that, you know, she had she was in a relationship with another beautiful woman. And I'm assuming they were planning a wedding because they were engaged. I haven't seen her since I've been back. She hasn't made it to one of my classes. And I have every class. I'm like, I hope she's here. I hope she's here. And I just thought it just made me realize, like you said earlier, like, when you're planning your wedding, it's all consuming. You're so happy, as you should be. You're very excited, as you should be. And there's this date coming that you're so looking forward to. But it's still so important that you don't let it be so all-consuming that you're not taking the time to really, like, appreciate those people around you, appreciate the world around you, you know, talk about something other than weddings when you're at work, talking to your coworkers, you know, talk to your mom and other people about other things, people that you care about, because you don't know what can happen. And I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying that just try to practice
mindfulness. It's
all practice mindfulness. Yeah. And even if you're not planning a wedding, you know, it's hard to do. It's hard not to, your mind automatically goes there, but like, you know, you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
Appreciate every part of your life and everyone in your life and, you know, be excited.
Well, that's, somebody in your life that you were fond of just passed away. That's sad. I mean, it's sad and hard and we're wedding planners, so we're around people's celebrations all the time. That's what we do. And I can't say that it feels, I mean, if I love weddings, it feels wonderful to be able to do that. And it feels like we're able to be a part of people's big days and a gift. But I can't say that, you know, at times when I have friends who are going through really hard times right now and parents who are, you know, my parents' age who have died very recently or are about to die. And they know that and they're facing that. And the more I can't say that as a wedding planner, I sometimes don't think like, wow, we get so focused on like celebrating these moments, but other people in our lives are going through really hard things. It almost feels like, who do I think I am that I get to just be around
happiness
and love and celebrating all the time as if to block out the other stuff. So we don't, and we can't, because we're real people and we have real lives. And so do you. And I guess that's what we wanted to talk about to you, our listeners, is if you're listening to the podcast, it's because most likely you're planning your wedding. And that's such an exciting time. But we don't want to be insensitive to those of you who are also dealing with other things. So we want you to hear us to say, like, you know, there's people care, maybe talking more about your whole life instead of just wedding planning or thinking about things like, We're fans of meditation. We're fans of therapy, all of the things that give you the tools to like walk through this life. I guess we just wanted to be sensitive to that and note that because we have some of that going on in our own circles right now. It's kind of like when it's Mother's Day. I don't ever post like super gushy stuff about my mom on Facebook, even though I love my mom so much and she's amazing. We have a great relationship, but I don't do that because I'm very sensitive to my friends, and there are plenty of them that don't have their moms alive anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I guess that's what we're trying to do in this podcast, was like open it up a little bit to say like, we talk about weddings, we love weddings, 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 but also
real
life.
Everything else is happening while you're planning this wedding. Yeah. I have to say also, like, how are you? It's interesting that you said that, because I feel like that too sometimes. Like, why am I, you know, who am I to be around all this happiness all the time and so excited? And, you know, I get to look vicariously through my clients, look forward to this date, right? We've always got something to look forward to.
And then when it's over, it's over. We don't find out that much about our clients after the fact.
Yeah.
It's like the wedding is the finish line.
Except now that we have Facebook, we see when the children are born. We see their life events, which is really cool. And I also am like, man, I'm just like, I think being a wedding planner, especially like being so close to these people during these huge life events, like we have the ability to have this relationship and have this closeness to. Before they hired us, we're strangers. And how lucky are we that we get to do this? And how strange are we that we're able to do this?
Mm-hmm. We get sort of like enveloped immediately. And then sort of we're not actually in the family, so you're sort of let go right after the wedding. Although, like you said, we can keep up with our former clients. For us, there is a finish line for every wedding. But for us as people and women, and what we're trying to say to you is like, the wedding is not a finish line of anything except wedding planning.
Yes.
That's the only thing that's over after the wedding. All your other life stuff, it's still there. Mm-hmm. In fact, it gets a lot of times more complicated and more difficult after the wedding.
Oh,
so
hell yeah.
Keeping a wide lens view of this time of your life is really important. Because it is just a leg of the race. It's not, you know, none of your troubles end with wedding planning. Hopefully, you know, no new ones begin. But you're a whole person dealing with a lot. So give yourself permission to get some perspective, take breaks, reach out to people.
Challenge yourself to do this. Challenge yourself to be at work talking with your coworker and not talk about your wedding. Just once. Just once. Once a week. Once a month. You know? They're going to ask you because they you know, this is a storyline going on and and they're going to ask you. But, like, ask about them. How's your mom? You know, like, how's the house going? You know, challenge yourself.
Yeah. Good point.
So then one more thing I want to share because I'm super happy, excited. My sister got engaged.
Yay. Congratulations. This is your younger sister, right?
Yeah. Sibling is younger. Yes.
But you guys are fairly close in age.
We're 4 years apart.
Okay.
And she's been wanting, you know, this is what she's wanted for so long. And she was in a relationship for a very long time where it was very clear, you know, he's told her from, you know, I don't want to get married. I don't want children. And, she always knew that's what she wanted. And she thought that that could change. But in the end, she met this amazing man and, he wants that too. And they are like two peas in a pod. I mean, they're dancers. They're corny in the same ways. And he worships her and she worships him. And so for the first time she went on a trip, he took her to Europe. They went to, London and Paris. And don't you know, I didn't even think about this. Okay. It didn't even cross my mind when she said she was doing this trip. Because they haven't been together that long. But he proposed to her in Paris.
Wow, ooh la la.
On the top of the Eiffel Tower.
No one's ever done that before.
Well, nobody I know. I mean...
Oh my gosh, I've never even been to Paris.
Well, you need to go to Paris.
Oh, I know.
And have him like...
I'm jealous of you and now I'm jealous of your sister.
I mean, it was just like the ultimate wedding proposal. And I was like, what? And she just like, she sent me a picture just of her hand with the ring, which by the way is gorgeous and is so her. It's very vintage.
She texted you like right after it
happened? Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And she texted me just the picture and I'm like, what? Are we planning a wedding? And then I was like, and then she called me. She's like, I can't get a hold of mom. Like, have you talked to mom? And I'm like, no, but oh, Jennifer, I'm like, do not post it on Facebook yet because you have to talk to mom first.
Oh yes. Pissed. Yes.
But anyway, everybody's very excited and she's very excited. It's what she's always wanted. And so she's actually flying home right now back to San Francisco. So I'm like, dude, once you get settled in, we need to have a conference call. We need to
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations, Jennifer and Barry. Yay.
That's exciting. So I'm sure we'll be mentioning that as you go along with helping her.
I know. Well, she's already asked me, like, how the hell did you pay for your wedding? I'm like, girl, you don't even want to know. I'm not even going to tell you.
Well, you paid for it yourself. You just don't want to tell her how much it cost. Right? Because you guys did it on the cheap, right?
Well, it's a hell of a lot less than it does now. That was 2001.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, you wouldn't want to tell her to be like, oh, ours was only this much money and you're going to have to spend quadruple that. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I mean, let's just do it. Hey, I feel like we could do an elopement to Vegas. I mean, how fun would that be?
So fun.
Anything else that you want to talk about, Christy Matthews?
Well, I am going to have... Well, we'll mention it later, but I am going to interview eventually. I want to do it face to face, but my best friend Lauren, who I've talked about a couple times, who got married, her wedding was about a month ago.
Yeah.
But she was, while she was planning her wedding, her mom was very, very sick. And it's a long story, but that she's kind of what I'm alluding to when I talk about people who are dealing with really big things while they're planning their wedding. But I want to have an episode where I can talk to Lauren about her experiences specifically and juggling all of that emotional heft at one time, because I thought she did it with such just like a ridiculous, remarkable amount of grace under pressure, basically. But it's hard to arrange this kind of interview on the phone, and we've, you know, tried to...
Yeah, it's better to get her there in your closet. Is she going to be visiting you?
She's going to be visiting in the next probably 6 or 8 weeks. So it's something pending, but I'm really looking forward to it. And then we'll have other interviews with former clients of ours and other guests, like we mentioned, our extra special super duper guest that we'll be interviewing soon. So lots of exciting stuff coming up in the summer and fall for us.
Oh, and we want to do that episode where we're interviewing each other, actually.
Yes, yes.
So can...
Well, I'm just thinking that if you've been listening to us for a while now, you hear so much of our opinions and like our perspective and our takes on things. But I don't know that we share all that much about our personal lives or how we even got into this business to begin with. So I thought it would be fun if we did an episode where I interview Michelle or she interviews me, or maybe we mesh it together in one. The point being that I don't necessarily tell Michelle what questions I'm going to ask her and vice versa, so that it's like very by the seat of our pants and having to do with wedding planning, but also having to do with just being a working woman, mom, wife, business owner, real person. So if you, our dear listeners, have any questions for either of us or both of us, please tweet them to us.
Is it at TBWP podcast?
Or email them, thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. Any way you want to send us a question, that way we can ask each other and you can get to know us. We'll call it like getting to know you with Michelle Martinez and Christy Matthews, and we'll share some fun stuff, hopefully. And we've also been friends for about a decade now, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we can do those interviews at about the same time that we're going to celebrate our 1 year podcasting.
I don't know what you're going to ask me that you don't already know about me.
Vaginal rejuvenation, mostly.
Oh, what is that? Please tell me more.
No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to ask you, but it's not what I know. It's what, well, I don't know everything, but also our listeners. Like, I know you have some funny stories, so I can ask you about those to share.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So if anybody wants to know anything about, even if it's like, you know, what's your bra size?
Totally.
What's your favorite brand of socks?
You might be dying to know what we look like because you're just listening to us.
All right, let's not get too crazy. Or let's get crazy. Whatever you want to do. Email us, tweet us, Facebook, ping, whatever that's called. And thank you all again for listening and your lovely reviews and just thank you for being you. Okay? Thank you.
Yes. Keep on keeping on, everybody. Wedding planning is hard and awesome. And keep your eye on the prize.
All right. Have a great week. I will talk to you later. Happy planning, everybody.
Bye.